Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As we heard before Salah, in regards to our younger musallis, junior musallis, where they should be standing in Salah, so it's important that our sufuf and our rows in Salah be according to Sunnah. Nabi Ali Salatu Salam mentioned more or less that those that are of age and those of intelligence, they should be nearer to the Imam. And the younger boys should be right behind the adults. But alhamdulillah, we find the zeal of the younger boys is wonderful, that they want to come to the front. Allah Ta'ala keep them in front, they become of age inshallah. So their time for now is not of age as yet, then even they're standing with the adults, and is a younger boy next to me, this is regarded as an empty space. But there's an empty space and shaitan comes in between. And Nabi Ali Salatu Salam mentioned more or less, if the sufuf and the rows are not straight and connected, then the hearts become disunited. فَتَخْتَلِفَ قُلُوبُكُمْ. So you find in the masjid so many musallis, but the hearts are not connected. It's because there's gaps in the surf or the rows aren't straight. So therefore they have the place in the masjid. So it's the younger boy sitting next to us or standing next to us, it would PR muhabbat. We can tell the boy, go to the back, so they should have the place right at the back of the men, inshallah. But this is important, so we shouldn't feel that we can't tell a younger boy. Yes, if he started his salah already, then we can't pull him to the back. Because his salah also is a valid namaz, his parents will get the reward of it. Hadith Sharif says when a boy is 7 years old, now we find sometimes the younger boy is playing at the back of the masjid. So sometimes we wonder, where's the father of the young boy? When the boy is 7 years old, then it's wajib upon the parents to command him with salah. They don't command the child with salah, then the parent will be sinful. When he's 10 years old and he's still playing at the back, then the parents should discipline him. That now it's time for you to perform salah, and after the first salah, parents should ensure that the young boy is standing next to me, performing his namaz also. Not just playing around and disturbing anybody. So one point is about the younger boys in the masjid, alhamdulillah, they are welcome to perform their namaz as long as they are educated. As we come into the masjid, educate them in the car also, that we should behave in the masjid. The second point is regards to, when it comes, when's the time to stand up for salah. So, Harun Abbas Umar Rahmatullah used to say that the clock is there for the imam, is for the musallis to be here on time. The imam has a right also to delay namaz till the musallis are in the masjid. Ideally, in the time of Nabi Ali Salatu Salah, there's no fixed time for salah. When Sahaba Ikram were there, then salah would start. So, when's the right time for the musallis to stand? As you see the imam passing through the surfs, the third, fourth, fifth, as your eyes fall on the imam, then you begin to stand. Not that now we stand, we're looking for the muazzin. Where's the muazzin? Where's the imam? As one of the ustaz says, some people when they see the clock, the pressure gets high. Then he should perform the namaz then. So the clock in reality is to ensure everybody's here on time. Now we can start the salah so we don't have so many people miss namaz. Which is not a good impression that so many people miss the salah. So as the imam comes to the musalla, then the first serf should stand up and they should wait for the salah. And the third point, when it comes to after Fajr and after Asr, we find many musalli passing in front of the other musallis, because they want to leave quickly. So this is a major, major sin also, to walk in front of a musalli, al-murur bayna yaday al-musalli, to perform or to walk in front of a musalli is a major sin. The riwayat of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, Nabi Ali salatu salam mentioned more or less, that if only you knew the sin of passing in front of a musalli, then you would have waited for 40. So the Rawi says it could have been 40 days, 40 months or 40 years also. But don't move from there. But in a big masjid like Masjid al-Hilal, then where the musalli makes sajda, we can leave one surf and walk in front and walk that way. And if I'm standing right behind, or rather the person I'm standing right in front of the musalli and I want to come out, so I'm not passing in front, I can just come out from there. If I'm standing right in front of the musalli, there shouldn't be that I stand up. Many times we find the person who stand up and he turned around and look at the person performing namaz. Makes him uncomfortable. If you are standing directly in front, it's reading salah behind you, then you can move, you can come out from there. But to walk across the musalli, this will not be permissible. So after Fajr, after Asr, we want to leave, so we should ensure that we come oneself in front. And then we can leave, so we're not walking in front of the musalli. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding, inshallah. Jazakallah khairan.